The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. Our friends at Brighton Ford want you to come on down. Obviously, they have great deals on cars, but this Thursday, a special event for the kids. Trunk or Treat at Brighton Ford, just off of I-96, the Grand River exit. Head on over about 5 o'clock till 7 or maybe longer if there's some candy still left. You can take the kiddies out to Brighton Ford and have them fill up their bags. Get extra use out of that costume out of Trunk or Treat at Brighton Ford. This is Thursday, 5 until 7. Out at Brighton Ford, but that's not the only reason to go out to Brighton Ford. Of course, now many of you are in the market for a new vehicle. And let Brighton Ford be the place that helps you out, especially those of you who find yourself in the position that most of us find our position in when it comes to credit. That is, your credit isn't perfect. As a matter of fact, there are very few people out there with perfect credit. Most people have not so perfect credit. And you can still get help, great service, great financing options out at Brighton Ford. Reasonable interest rates, rebuild your credit at Brighton Ford. Brighton Ford helps with financing. You know, you deserve to drive a newer, nicer vehicle, and let Brighton Ford help make that happen. And right now, $1,000 bonus cash is available on the 2020 Ford Explorer. Again, that's $1,000 bonus cash available on the 2020 Ford Explorer out at Brighton Ford. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD. Or get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. And don't forget, Trunk or Treat this Thursday. Take the kids on out, starting at 5 o'clock out at Brighton Ford. All right, let's go ahead and get to the phones at 734-998-1050. Talk to Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, what's up?
I just want to say to some of those fans out there, we can't give up on the team. We got to still support them, win or lose. And I just want to say I'm still behind Don Brown and still behind Gattis. I like how they show the dog and Swigger and stuff. Just one small adjustment I think they should do is just not keep running up the middle, change it up and stuff. But I think it'll eventually happen. One game, one play, one moment at a time. I'll hang up and listen, go blue, win or lose. I'll hang up and listen, go blue.
And just a word about the majority of Michigan fans out there. I want to make it a point to highlight how most of the fans that I've seen have shown a great deal of compassion for Ronnie. I mean, you know, someone said, oh, you're highlighting the trolls by retweeting the dad's, you know, Ronnie's dad's tweet about it. Highlighting the very classy response from Ronnie's dad. He showed a lot more restraint than many parents out there would have under the circumstances. But it also highlights the great responses that most Michigan fans have offered. I mean, it's a tough play. I mean, it's a play that you could tell. I mean, he's feeling it. He's taking it all on his shoulders. It was the last mistake in the game. And that's what makes it so glaring for Michigan, but it was not the only mistake they made. It was not the only drop they had. And because of that, you can't say that that's the only reason they lost. They had some other really costly drops in that game or really costly mistakes in that game. But to see most Michigan fans show that, hey, you know, we get it. It was a moment that he's obviously taken very hard, like the way his teammates really picked him up. And most of the fans are doing the same. Because you could see the pain, the disappointment on that young man's face after he was in position for his team and he feels like he let him down. And they were quick to let him know that, hey, man, there are a whole lot of other plays that many of us left out on the field, too. And that's what you like to see. That's what you like to see in this game, in any game, any team sport. You like to see teammates picking their guys up. That's not me saying that it was a costly mistake for sure. But it's not one that he should not be carrying the weight of that game on his shoulders at all. And I don't think his teammates are going to let him. And I think that's a good thing for this team. And I think it's a good thing for the fans. I was having a conversation with Ira. It's like, man, are we worse, not just in sports, but just in general, are we worse than we were before social media, or does social media just
made it louder?
Yeah, does it just made it show louder. Who we've always been?
Because yeah, people, the bigger, louder megaphones.
And that's why I think it's important to highlight that most fans have been like, you know, Ronnie, it was tough, you know, tough mistake, but it's all right. Bounce back. That's how most fans have been. So I want to shine a light on that. Coming up next, Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Thanks for listening to the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.